There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Boss battles are meant to be the ultimate challenge, a test of all the skills you've learned up until that point in the game, and are supposed to be experiences that linger on in your memory long after you've slain the mighty beast. The feeling of going toe-to-toe with titanic terrors is exhilarating, but it's an experience one only betters when you discover that you can actually fell this foe with a single well-placed hit. Now, true, some of these tactics might not be seen as honourable, but for the sheer thrill of the kill, they can't be beat. So with this in mind, I'm Jules for WhatCulture.com, and these are 13 intimidating video game bosses that can be killed with one hit. Why 13? Well, because it's unlucky for them. Number 13, Paxton Fettel, Fear. So as you may well know from playing this scary first-person shooter, your entire mission in F.E.A.R is to eliminate Paxton Fettel. However, the actual confrontation with the villainous psychic commander is actually all over in a matter of seconds, with him basically putting up no real resistance whatsoever. Now, the game's protagonist, the Point Man, begins hallucinating as his disembodied voice narrates the scene, sharing some enlightening information regarding the game's plot. After shooting your way through this brief sequence, you walk into a cell where Fettel is finally at your mercy, kneeling down on the ground and awaiting death. Now, despite being born with impressive psionic abilities, the main antagonist doesn't fight back at all, and you simply walk up to him and complete your mission objective with a quick shot to the head at point-blank range. It's an incredibly underwhelming feeling, especially when you know how powerful this man is, but at least your budget for bullets isn't as high as it could have been, and now you can rest easy knowing that you've completed the mission and you have nothing more to worry about.
Wait, what do you mean he comes back?
Number 12, The Leader, The Incredible Hulk. In The Incredible Hulk, released in 1994 for the SNES and the Sega Mega Drive, the final boss is one of the Hulk's most iconic villains, The Leader. Sporting a dome that rivals even my own for circumference, The Leader was originally just some regular guy who got exposed to gamma radiation much in the same manner as Banner. However, instead of great strength, he got a boost to his brain power, and he used that intelligence to get the better of his bigger foe. The problem is that once all of his plans have been smashed pieces, the leader isn't actually much of a threat, and this is very true of his encounter in the video game. All the leader does is stand entirely motionless in a single spot, sporting a grin, but it's pretty easy to wipe the smile off his face with a single uppercut from the mighty Hulk, which sends the leader flying off the edge of a level. And that's it. You can actually also choose to confront the final boss as Bruce Banner, who, get this, simply uses a shotgun to blow the leader apart. Nice. Number 11, Sephiroth, Final Fantasy VII. Here we have one of gaming's most iconic villains, a being who is as synonymous with the Final Fantasy series as Cloud and Squall and all the other whiny protagonists, and also manages to invoke one of the most heartbreaking moments in gaming when he stabs Aerith, or Aeris if you're going to be anal about it, through the chest. However, when your party chases him all over the world and it finally comes down to the final battle, his last form is kind of a piss take. All you need to do is wait for Cloud's limit bar to fill up, and that's it. From that point on, you can unleash Cloud's ultimate move, the Omni Slam, and watch him carve Sephiroth into lots of little angsty pieces. Even if you choose to just wait around and not attack, the silver-haired villain will eventually hit you, leading to Cloud automatically countering and killing him in a single hit. It's impossible to lose this fight, as Sephiroth is only capable of dealing damage equivalent to a percentage of your health bar, meaning that he can't actually kill you even if you refuse to attack. And when you consider all that you went through to get here, this moment actually feels pretty apt, that he no longer has any power over you, and you can finally enact your long-building revenge. Number 10, The End, Metal Gear Solid 3. In classic Kojima fashion, there are multiple ways to tackle the bosses within Metal Gear Solid 3, but the old-timer sniper at the end takes the cake when it comes to the inventive options the player is given to kill him. Because while you can take the regular route of having a sniper battle with the old geezer, you can also go into the settings of whatever console you're playing on, move the clock forward a week, reload the save, and watch as he dies of old age. Not that satisfying, but you can do it. However, there's another way you can one-hit kill him way before you even have to worry about facing off against him. Early on in the title, you'll stumble across a cutscene that shows most the main boss is having a chat, and the end is just sitting over there idle in a wheelchair. If you're quick enough, when this cutscene ends, you can bring up your sniper and squeeze a headshot right in there, beating him hours before you usually would. Take that, Grandad. Number 9. Jiro Jiro, Final Fantasy VIII. Jiro Jiro, or Gero Gero if you want to get technical about it, is also known as the Fake President D-Ling, and was a pretty damn terrifying two-stage boss found in Final Fantasy VIII. It's an undead monster that emerges from the corpse of a political imposter, and the only way that players can deal damage to him is to spam him with cure and life spells while every other attack is rendered useless. Pretty intimidating at a glance, once you get the hang of which attacks you're supposed to use, he's fairly easy. In fact, if you're a clever little swine, you can just flip him the V's and yell, "Oi, c***, chew on this," and you sling a Phoenix hook down his ugly mug, which kills him instantly. Or lives him instantly, I'm not entirely sure. Either way, take that, Grandad! Number 8. Iwo Jira, Borderlands the Pre-Sequel. The Borderlands series is well known for its love of massive monsters, cramming all of its dankest caves with the stuff that would give H.R. Giger a nightmare. One such behemoth was Iwo Jira, in the Borderlands pre-sequel, who could one-shot even high-level players with ease. I mean, it's a beast named and based on Godzilla, so it's going to be a bit of a brute. But just as the pen is mightier than the sword if you stab somebody in the neck with it while they're sleeping, so too is the righteousness of the inflammable shooter Star Shield. This gives a huge damage buff when it's depleted, and when coupled with a melee boost skill tree setup for Nisha can mean that when the shield drops, you can tap Iwo Jira and turn him into a beautiful and gory loot pinata. Take that, Bandad! Number 7. Deathl, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. Although it often gets overlooked, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening was a pretty damn fine installment in the iconic series, and one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people picked up a Game Boy back in today. Getting to the final screen and facing off against the last boss is an arduous journey, and if you weren't careful, the different forms of Nightmare could make quick work of you. However, if you wanted to embarrass this boss, you could kill it by using a trusty old boomerang and a well-timed shot to the chops. True, you'd need to get through its other forms first, but my god is it funny to take this ugly fella down with a curved stick. Ha ha ha, take that, Grandad! Number 6. Adamantois, Final Fantasy XV. At the time of its release, this creature sparked rumors of a two-hour fight, and for one unlucky ex-what culture personality led to a lot of problems. Yet, if you're smart about it, you can bypass this towering tortoise with a single hit. Introduced with the Chapter 13 DLC, the Ring of Lucio buff gives you the chance to take out any enemy in a single hit. Unfortunately, you have to play around with the RNG game, as well as being pretty high level for this to work, but when it works and you take down this beast with a single blow, it feels unbelievably satisfying. Take that, Grandad! Number 5. Bowser, Super Mario Bros. One of the original one-hit-kill bosses, taking out Bowser at the end of the first Super Mario Bros. Didn't require any major test of might, but simply the ability to jump and pick up an axe, or kick it over, I guess. I mean, it could be argued that you don't hit him at all, but rather the stage. But we're including it in this list because, my god, let me have some fun once in a while. Although it seems like an obvious solution now, back in the day, it wasn't entirely clear of what you were supposed to do. Still, now everyone knows how to quickly get through this final trial, to the point where the battle itself has been remixed multiple times in the likes of New Super Mario Bros. In order to keep the players on their toes. Take that, Bland Brad! Number 4. The Electrocutioner, Batman Arkham Origins. For all the missteps of Origins, the one thing it did well, for the most part at least, was the boss battles, and the one encounter above all that without a doubt had you holding together your bat sides from splitting apart from laughter was this guy, the Electrocutioner. Now, this fella is a two-bit baddie at the best of times, but the game does such a good job of hyping up his intentions before the fight starts that you think to yourself, okay, fine, we're gonna have a little showdown, are we? You start planning your tactics, you think to yourself, okay, cool, he's got electricity, so maybe I can stun him with this and then leap over on that, and I can use his thug mates as a shield, or I could just punch him once in the face. Brilliant. In hindsight, it can be seen as a bit underwhelming, but for the first time that you did this, it was hilarious and a great way to subvert expectations. Take that, Blan Blab! Number 3. Mysterio, Spider-Man 2. Being pretty fragile when it comes to fisticuffs, it's the smoke and mirrors fighting style that have made Mysterio such a formidable foe. But when you come face to face with him in the tie-in to Sam Raimi's second movie, it seems as though for once the Rogue has the bark to back up his bite. Coming in with 5 huge health bars, it seems that you're going to be bashing away at him for a long time to get his HP down to 0. But like everything else related to the villain, this huge pool of health is just a mere trick to intimidate you, and it only takes one hit to deplete them all in one big go. Consequently, all it takes is a limp slap to the face to turn him into a snivelling mess on the floor, a far cry from the imposing figure that he looked like at the start of the battle. Haha, take that, man, Cad! Number 2, Ancient Wyvern, Dark Souls 3. An optional boss found on Archdragon Peak in Dark Souls 3, the Ancient Wyvern is one of the largest and most imposing enemies in the entire series. As you try to chip away at its ankles, you begin to realize that this is never going to work, and unless your head is made of pig iron, you're going to try and run past it or avoid him for a little while. In truth, fighting to get up to a vantage point above the beast is the hardest part, with extendo non-friendos who want to snuff out your Tinder quicker than my attempts at dating filling the path. However, if you make it past all of these snicker snags, you get to drop on its bonce and kill the Wyvern in one hit. It's not really in keeping with the Dark Souls ethos, but I commend FromSoft for trying something new, and the Nameless King kinda definitely 100% made up for it later. Ha ha ha, take that, Slan lad. And number 1, Sans, Undertale. Oh, look, I'm putting Undertale at number 1. Oh, I must be a cock edgelord who only eats cress and thinks Rick and Morty is deep. Yeah, well, hurtful truths aside, the fight with Sans is truly a terrifying prospect. Bombarding you with attacks that take up the entire screen, the boss can deplete your health bar in an instant if you don't have your wits about you. And it's almost certain that you're going to have to die over and over again before you can get the hang of his patterns. Fortunately, despite being so formidable on the offense, he's extremely fragile when you do actually get the opportunity to attack, and will go down in one hit once you drag your cursor over to the fight command. Still, actually getting to the point where an attack is viable is not easy, and it's probably far more effort than it's worth. But anyway, take that, soy cuck.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.